Chapter 11. A Haunted Hotel. Joseph Curtis, not his real name, worked the night shift at the Abu Ghraib prison in the autumn of 2003. Now he had been exiled by the army to a town in Germany. The threat of a court-martial hung over him. He had given an interview about what he had seen to an international press agency, thus incurring the wrath of his superiors. Even so, against his own better judgment, and against his lawyer's advice, he agreed to meet me, secretly, at an Italian restaurant on a Wednesday in June 2004. I'm not entirely sure why he was willing to risk further censure. Perhaps he felt he couldn't sit back and watch Lindy England and the other military police officers captured in the photographs be scapegoats just for following orders. We sat on the balcony of the restaurant, and he pushed his food around his plate. "You ever see The Shining?" he said. "Yes," I said. "Abu Ghraib was like the Overlook Hotel," he said. "It was haunted."
"You mean..."
I said. I assumed Joseph meant the place was full of spooks, intelligence officers, but the look on his face made me realize he didn't.
"It was haunted," he said. "It got so dark at night, so dark. Under Saddam, people were dissolved in acid there, women raped by dogs, brains splattered all over the walls. This was worse than the Overlook Hotel, because it was real."
"In The Shining," I said, "it was the building that turned Jack Nicholson insane." "Was it the building that turned the Americans crazy at Abu Ghraib?"
"It was like the building wanted to be back in business," said Joseph.
Joseph wore a University of Louisiana Athletics Department t-shirt. He had the U.S. soldier's jarhead haircut, shaved at the sides, a short crop on top. He said he couldn't believe how much money was floating around the army these days. These were the golden days in budgetary terms. One day he had taken his truck in for repairs, and the soldier who looked it over had said, "You need new seats." Joseph said it didn't look like the seats needed replacing. The soldier replied that they had $200,000 in their budget, and if they didn't spend it by the end of the month, they had to give it back. "So," the soldier slowly repeated, "you need new seats." Joseph said I wouldn't believe how many plasma screens there were in Iraq, for teleconferencing purposes and so on. They'd had perfectly good TVs, but trucks full of plasma screens just arrived one day, because that's how much money was floating around.